This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, July 16th, 2015. I'm Caleb Brown. There's a popular notion that immigrants are more likely than native-born Americans to commit crimes, but that belief deserves some scrutiny. Alex Narasta, a policy analyst on immigration at the Cato Institute, says the data don't support claims of an immigrant crime wave.
Earlier in January, there was a terrible murder of a woman named Kate Steinle in San Francisco allegedly by an illegal immigrant who had been deported numerous times, reentered. He had a criminal history surrounding drugs, no violent convictions. And this has really sparked a debate over whether immigrants are more crime prone than native-born Americans, whether immigration or immigrants when they come here are more likely to commit crimes. So I took a look at an enormous number of studies and academic papers to try to figure that out.
So intuitively, do you have a sense of what people generally believe about immigrants and crime?
Most people believe that, and you could see this in polls, that immigrants are more likely to be violent and property criminals. They're more likely to be murderers, rapists, drunk drivers, things like this. And this gets reiterated by the news because if, you know, just a normal American gets in a car accident and kills somebody, it's not really going to make the nightly news. But if that person was all of a sudden an immigrant or an illegal immigrant even, all of a sudden that's front page news.
And certain TV stars turned presidential candidates find themselves reiterating that further in order to lock in a certain portion of their party. So what do the data say with respect to immigrants and crime?
Well, there are two major types of studies on this. The first one looks at census data because the census does take a look at those incarcerated in American prisons and jails and does a census of them and is able to determine how many of them are immigrants. And what these find is that immigrants are far less likely than native-born Americans to be incarcerated for offenses in American prisons and jails.
So it seems to make sense. It seems to make intuitive sense if you understand particularly illegal immigrants.
Yeah, if they go to jail, if they are convicted of a crime that's serious enough to go to jail, then if they're illegal, they're definitely going to be deported when they're done. And secondly, if they are legal or have a work permit, then they're going to lose that when they're done and most likely be deported outside of the United States. So it's even a greater penalty for them to break American laws than it is for you or I. Now, the potential problem with these census studies is that some people don't think the data is reliable, that prisoners or the people asking prisoners, the census bureaucrats who ask them, it might be more their sort of impressions of what the prisoner is rather than his actual answers. And there's some actual evidence that suggests that could be the case. So there's a whole second round of studies done, sort of a macro level study, which takes a look at the impact of immigration or unlawful immigrants on crime rates in different parts of the United States or different cities or across cities over time. And what they find is the same thing, that immigration is either not correlated at all with crime rates in the United States, or it's negatively correlated, meaning that the more immigration there is, the lower the crime rates are for violent and property offenses. Now, the one study that finds otherwise was in 2014 by a guy named Spencutch, and he found that violent crime rates are not correlated at all with immigration, but there's a slight uptick in property crime rates. So you're a little bit more likely to get some property crime in these areas where there's more immigration, according to him. But I took a look at 19 different peer-reviewed and other studies, and that was the only finding in any of them that was positive for any kind of crime rate.
And yet this attitude about immigrants and crime persists.
It persists. It persists in the public imagination. It persists amongst voters and it persists amongst policymakers. And a funny note, every study that I've been able to find going back about 100 years to the Dillingham Commission reports done in 1911 in the United States has found that immigrants are less likely to commit violent and property crimes than native-born Americans.
And that may be very surprising to people who study the history of the early part of the 20th century with a massive wave of immigration that came then.
Yeah, absolutely, especially the stereotypes about Italians, for instance, and the mob. It turns out that Italians even were not nearly as likely as native-born Americans to be involved or incarcerated or convicted of violent or property crimes. Now, what's interesting is in these old reports, they will interview police officers in major cities who will say, oh, all of the criminals are Italian. Or in the Southwest back then, they'd say all the criminals are Mexican. But then when the surveyors went to the jail and checked out who was actually booked in the jail, there'd be very few of these individuals, much less than their percentage of the population would suggest.
Alex Narasta is a policy analyst at the Cato Institute. You can read more of his work at cato.org.